This Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Ah, there I am. Good morning, Scramblarians. Yeah, I'm on the wrong mic. Can we go back to the other mic? Here, look, check this one out. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. Mic to mic. It's Jason Fetty here with Daily Scramble Live, and Tyler Russell is on the other line.
Hello there.
Trying to connect you.
Hey, today's going to be fun. It's the last day before our little Christmas vacation. We're going to have a Christmas-inspired breakfast on the beach with Chef Alan Miller.
Can't wait. I'm starving.
It's the best Friday we have. And a full album Friday is live today with Sapphire Road, local band. Cool. And you, sir, look like you wrote a song last night.
I brought a guitar. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's one way to do it. This is Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
All right, Friday morning news, and we'll start locally here in Laguna Beach, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. The Rehab Center for Sea Mammals in Laguna Canyon is carrying up to care for a predicted influx of sea lions this winter. Experts say a record number of emaciated and dying sea lions and seal pups is expected along local shores. The pups are starving due to warm water El Nino ocean currents, pushing their prey into deeper, colder water. Wildlife biologists say this causes the fish-hunting mothers to stay away longer, returning depleted with nothing left to nurse their young. Last year, 3,500 sea lions and seals were rescued by various California marine rehab facilities. This year, the stranded pinnipeds are expected to hit 4,000. And last year, just half of the 135 sick pups treated at the Pacific Marine Mammal Center here in Laguna survived. Director Keith Matassa says we're not going to be able to save every sea lion out there. Experts are predicting a drastic decline in the California sea lion population to 100,000 from its current 300,000, mostly due to lack of food. Tough. Tough to manage that, I'm sure.
Horrible. Have you been out there? You've been out there to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center?
I actually have not.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
It's really worth going out there. They'll show you around and they'll introduce you to the animals and also to the dangers that the animals face on a daily basis out there. And obviously they're quite beautiful. The animals have got those big sad puppy dog eyes, the kind of animals that you immediately warm to. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
I've always wanted to go to one of their releases as well, where they actually put them back in the ocean. Magical, cool videos of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at national news this morning. A friend of one of the San Bernardino attackers has been charged in connection with the mass shooting that killed 14. Enrique Marquez, 24, is the first person arrested in the deadliest terrorist attack in the U.S. since 9/11. Marquez is charged with legally purchasing the two rifles that were used by Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik in the murders on December 2nd. While there currently is no evidence that Marquez participated in the attack or had advanced knowledge of it, his prior purchase of firearms and ongoing failure to warn authorities about Farouk's intent to commit mass murder had fatal consequences. That's according to U.S. Attorney Eileen Decker. Tomlinson Avenue in Riverside, where Marquez and Saeed Rizwan Farouk once lived next door to one another, was the suburban street at the heart of the alleged plot. It was there that Marquez was introduced to Islam by Farouk, and it was here the pair allegedly watched radical Islamic videos and films made by U.S. on manufacturers. They are also alleged to have trained at California gun ranges and to have studied an Al-Qaeda magazine written in English on how to make bombs. Although they did not explode, several pipe bombs were used in the San Bernardino attack. Police killed Farouk and his wife in a shootout a few hours after they opened fire inside a holiday party attended by Farouk's co-workers.
So this is the third guy.
And right.
He's got a kind of South American name, so didn't expect him to actually be Islamic
in the
end.
He was converted by this guy, yeah. He was taken in. All right, let's look at some political news this morning. Russian President Vladimir Putin has described leading Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump as a very outstanding person.
Well, there's a pair that deserve each other.
Talented,
right there.
Without any doubt. That really tells you everything.
There you go. That's the story, isn't it?
The Republican has repeatedly praised Putin's macho style and policies towards Syria on the campaign trail. The Russian president brushed off concerns about Trump's controversial proposal to ban Muslims from the U.S. It's not our business to determine his merits. That's up to U.S. voters, Putin told reporters, but he is the absolute leader in the presidential race.
The absolute leader. The Führer.
He said Russia was ready to work with whomever was elected the next president.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, I guess.
This guy Trump is a nightmare for Republicans, isn't he? Absolute nightmare. It's like Saddam Hussein said, I endorse this message.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's terrible. Really is. What a nightmare.
Finally, in polar news this morning, I don't think we've ever said that before.
it's Christmas.
Yeah, polar news. An online campaign has been launched to give Norway, to give a mountain peak to neighboring Finland as a present to mark the centenary of its independence in 2017. Part of the Halti Mountain is already in Finland and forms its current highest point, but the peak is 66 feet across the border inside Norwegian territory. Campaigners propose moving the border to gift the mountain summit to Finland and say that change would be barely visible on the map. Not only will this be a great gift, but how many countries can brag about having been given a mountain? The campaign's Facebook page reads, adding, let's take Finland to new heights.
Oh, that's a good line.
Many Finns commenting online welcome the novel idea as a sign of warm neighborly relations. What a noble idea. We will remember it for 1,000 years, said one person. It makes me smile, said another. We can have a wonderful celebration if it goes through. Not everyone is so impressed, though. One user said, too much paperwork. We'll have to renew all the maps and count all the elks and wolves again. And they said, can we just swap it for a Finnish oil well?
Oh, that's predictable. Somebody's trying to make something out of it. But how nice border, you know, most countries with borders these days, in the news anyway, are at loggerheads with each other, and they're being nice and friendly.
That is nice, but it's no Statue of Liberty, is it? The peak of a mountain that they already have.
It's a mountain. Have they got a border control? Have they got, like, customs halfway up the mountain?
I doubt it. Just, like, people on alpacas stamping passports.
Right, when you get up there, somebody says, excuse me, sir, this way. And then you've got to go and stand in line about 30,000 feet.
I'm with that last guy. I really am not. I'm not impressed by this gift.
It's a mountain.
They already have the mountain. It's just the peak of the mountain.
Well, they want the highest peak, don't they? It's nice for them to do that. It doesn't cost anything, I suppose.
I don't know.
They can always re-gift it to Sweden.
You know, when you go to Japan, I know you're going to Japan in a couple months,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to climb Mount Fuji, right? It'd be far too cold anyway this time of year. Anyway, if you do it, and I did it, and I'll tell you the whole thing sometime, you get to the top, and they stamp your passport up there. So I have a stamp in my passport that says I have been to the tippy top of Mount Fuji,
that's
elevation
cool.
10,000 feet or whatever.
That is cool.
It's really cool.
Is it a cool stamp? What does it look like?
Oh, it's cool. It's a picture of Mount Fuji. Yeah, it's my favorite passport stamp.
Yeah. My favorite one, years and years ago, I went to Egypt, and they put actual postage stamps in your passport. Oh. They lick them, and they stick them, and then they stamp over them. I wonder if they still do that. It's like something from a dark age now, but yeah.
Seems like a lot of trouble.
I don't know. There's breaking news, actually. Breaking US news.
You want to do it?
Let's see if I can get this right.
We can also do it next, if you want.
Well, just very briefly, schools in Virginia are closed this morning. All schools in Virginia are closed this morning after a standard homework assignment on Islam went horribly wrong. While there's been no specific threat to harm to students, I should say, schools and school offices are closed all day today in Augusta County. And across Virginia, extracurricular activities are shut down, which were shut down yesterday. Why? Because a teacher has set an assignment for the kids to copy what's known as the Shahada, the Islamic statement of faith. There is no God but God. Muhammad is his prophet or his messenger. So it's a very famous thing. It's written in Arabic. The kids are supposed to copy it to show how difficult Arabic calligraphy is.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a standard thing they've been doing for years. But parents are not very happy And so they've been rallying, and 24,000 people gathered in the Sanctuary of Goodwill Ministries to voice their grievances against the teaching of Islamic studies by a teacher. Not very happy. One person said, I will not have my children sit under a woman who indoctrinates them with the Islamic religion when I am a Christian. So people are all upset and bent out of shape about that. And it's closed down schools. Big story. It's going to continue all day long, that.
All right. No comment.
Yeah.
Jason Fetty, thank you. That's the news this morning. Let's play a Christmas song. Why not?
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Life. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Life.
Yes, indeed.
Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5.
Scramblarians.
Yeah, good morning, Scramblarians.
Hello, Scramblarians.
How are you?
Last night was our holiday party for the radio staff and volunteers.
Yep.
And it was lovely, don't you think?
I thought it was very nice.
Yeah, it was. The montage has been so very good to us.
Yeah, once we all got over the fact that we were all actually in the montage, we're actually there for good reason, having been invited.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And Rick Reese, whom I love very much, won the KX Takeover competition.
Yeah.
So he's the champion. He raised something like $2,850 in 1 hour.
Yeah.
And he won. He won the Silver Tongue Award, which happened to be folded aluminum foil.
And delighted he was to receive it.
He was.
I saw him in the car, stood in the lobby with him for a bit, and he was so happy with it. I said, "Are you going to put it with your other trophies?" He went, "What trophies?"
So that's the only
one. That's it. He's got one. I said, "Well, you can have it hanging off a shelf now. That'd be great. It's a perfect trophy. You can put the top of it, like, just have the tongue dangling from the shelf. Great. Look good in his office. Explain that one to you." To your sponsors and underwriters, or whoever it is, fancy people that come in your office.
So we presented him that, and he said very nice things about how much he enjoys working with the station, how he wants to help us fundraise, and how that concert we did last Sunday with Kenny Loggins is the first of many that he wants to do.
I know.
Which is great news.
Mind-blowing little speech he made there just makes us feel like, oh, God.
Proud.
All right, we'll still be here next Christmas, you know.
Yeah, well. Hopefully a few after that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the mayor got up, Mayor Steve Dictorow.
Yeah.
And he echoed that and said how important this station is to Laguna, not just for entertainment purposes, but because someday it's going to save lives. He said that.
I know, he did say that. I wish I'd recorded it. Did you film it? Somebody did.
Well,
I think Monica did. I think Monica filmed
it. He said something
it.
Similar during his takeover hour.
Right.
But I wanted to play you. The best thing he said during his takeover hour.
Oh, you've got a recording of it.
I've got a recording.
Oh.
This is unrelated to what I just said. That was very nice. Thank you, Mayor Dictorow. We love you.
He was referring, of course, to the fact that we hopefully we'll never have to do this, but we are the first line of information when it comes to emergencies in town.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, on a completely opposite note, just let me just play this for you. He said this live on the air. And I had to remind him after, Steve, you know you're on the radio, right? He was like, oh, yeah, I know. So let's listen to what he says here.
And I've got to tell you, I know this is going to sound absolutely insane, Tyler, but, you know, if I could be any person on the planet, then if I couldn't be myself, it would be Katy Perry. Now, think about it. Think about it. Wait a minute. She's young, you know.
First of all, that's good. Okay, yeah.
She's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
She's extraordinarily successful.
Uh-huh.
She's probably made close to $100 million by now. But more than that, I think that she is a genuinely good person. And when you listen to her music and see what she does, she's all about joy and happiness. And her mission, and I think she would tell you she has this. I mean, I think her mission in life is not only entertain, but to make people feel good about themselves. When you listen to this song and her song Eye of the Tiger, I mean, she's got a theme and a message there. And I think she takes her role seriously, which is she is a role model to a lot of young people. And I think she takes that seriously. And I'm proud of her. And, and I'm proud to be playing this song.
And then we played Katy Perry's Firework. Are you speechless? You're speechless.
Steve
Dictorow, well, the mayor of Laguna.
I don't know what to say to
wants
that.
To be Katy Perry. And then I told him, I said, I'm going to go to the council chambers and do this in public comment. He goes, oh, everybody can know. You know, everybody can know. And what I love about him is then he said, you got to be able to have fun with yourself. You got to have a sense of humor. And, you know, I think he's half kidding, but it's quite a funny statement for a mayor to make.
Wow.
You've got nothing.
She used to be married to Russell Brand.
That's true.
She, well, okay. He does look a bit like her, Steve, doesn't he? He's got the hair.
Anyway, he said a lot of nice things, too, during his show. Thank you, Mayor Dick Trow.
And now, Slang Bang.
Oh, interesting. Different music there. Christmas
slang.
That's
what bang? I meant. I meant that. It's not my, you know, could be, could not be. Who knows?
Actually, that would have been good. We should have thought a bit more about it, shouldn't we?
We should have.
And done Christmassy ones.
Well,
no
we more. Got it ready 10 minutes
I'll try
ago.
And think of you, I know.
We play a game from time to time. We play lots of games on the morning show. This one's called Slang Bang. And this one is just between Jason and me. So you'll just have to be a silent observer and play along at home. Basically, I try to give Jason American slang that he might not know. He gives me British slang that there's no way I know. And we compete to see who knows more about each other's countries.
It's not really fair, is it? Because I grew up with American culture, obviously American TV and all
that. And you've lived here for seven years, so it's not even close to fair.
Right. How many years have I lived here?
Seven?
15, mate.
Right, so no, I halved it.
Okay, go on then.
Want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right.
Nicely done. Wow. Amazing, isn't it? What a pro. Go on then.
To rake in. To rake
to in. To rake in?
Yeah.
Well, it's to rake in, isn't it? You know, it's what it's like. It's onomatopoeic. It is what it says on the can. To rake in is to bring in, to rake in the cash, to get.
It's specifically money.
Yeah. To pull it in, though, to make it yourself.
It means to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
For example, he's really raking it in these days.
Oh, I see. So you don't have to say cash. You'd have to say he's raking in the
no,
cash.
No, rake to rake it in implies
you know what it's, yeah.
you're bringing in the money. Right.
All right.
Actually, I think you might have just learned a little thing right there.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Now let's go to the other side of the pond.
All right. This is great.
Well, the music transitions are really hitting right now.
I know. Right on. The post. We're hitting the post of the same radio land. You know what NAF is? We've talked about this.
We've talked
in the
about NAF, yeah.
NAF, something's NAF. It's not quite cool, really. Well, do you know what the word faff means?
So NAF is not cool.
No,
faff might be, especially like really, really uncool. You can't even go near it. It's so uncool.
No, but it's NAF to say faff. It is a little bit. I've got a cousin who says it all the time.
Says faff.
Yeah.
So it's a lame way of saying naff?
No.
What is it?
It's, well, it means to spend time on something complicated. And that isn't a good thing. That's a bad thing.
So you're so faffing around.
Right, exactly. Exactly, that's how you would use it. That's what my cousin would say. Stop faffing around. Or she would say, well, I've been trying to fix this TV. It's such a faff.
Huh. God, you guys are weird. That's a good one.
Stop faffing. What are you faffing around over there for? Right, she done.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is such a faff to fix
this. That's something everybody knows and says.
Oh, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very modern sort of
usage. Just don't have anything like that. We don't have anything. All right, faff. Well done.
Good. Okay.
An American word.
Yeah.
A yuppie.
Oh, a yuppie. Well, it's a young, upwardly mobile professional.
Jeez.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
Did you have the definition pulled
exactly
up on your computer?
I remember,
yeah, pretty much.
I remember when they came out, when it was a new thing.
A young urban professional, right. A very young, career-oriented, financially successful person.
There was a time when there was a few of those. There was NIMBY, which was the Not In My Backyard Brigade.
Okay.
Yuppies, NIMBYs, you know, Dual Income, No Kids Yet, Dinky. Yeah, there was a lot of them at the
I'm
time.
I'm in over my head now. All right, go back to British. Those are better.
All right, let's see. What have we got here? Oh, a knees up. Do you know what a knees up is?
A knees up?
Yeah. You went to one last night.
So you mean a knees up?
Yeah.
Like you're putting your knees up.
I went to a really good knees up last night.
No, I don't
know
that one.
Yeah, knees up.
What is it?
It means sort of place where people are dancing. Isn't it? Like last night.
Because your knees are up.
Yeah, you're dancing.
It sounded like a trip to the gynecologist. A knees up.
Knees up.
I've really got to go get a knees up.
It's time for my quarterly knees up. Could be for a guy too, you know, the old, what do they call that thing? The apple. after you're 50? Colonoscopy?
Yeah, it could be.
That's really a knees down, though, that, isn't it?
Gotta get my annual knees
down, knees bottom up. Knees down, bottom up. Chest down.
Knees down sounds like a suburb of London.
Yeah. Knees down common.
Just take the tube from Knightsbridge to Kneesden.
There is Kneesden. There's a place. Kneesden. Yeah. There is a place called Kneesden, yeah. No, a knees up is classically good old knees up, good old friendly knees up tonight.
Oh, that's
but
good.
There was a song, Knees Up Mother Brown.
Okay.
Knees up Mother Brown, knees up Mother Brown, knees up, knees up, don't get the breeze up, knees up Mother Brown. That was it. From the war.
All right. American slang word for you, Jason Fetty, in a game of Slang Bang this morning.
Mm-hmm.
A lemon. Not the fruit, but a lemon.
A lemon is a car that doesn't work.
Right.
You just bought.
It's any bad buy or purchase.
There's a law, isn't there, in California? You can take your car back within a certain time. It's a lemon law.
They're too easy. All these are too easy.
I know. Maybe you should pretend that I don't know them, but it's not authentic,
you can,
is it?
You can
I know
them, yeah.
I know. All right. One more from me, you think?
Yeah, yours are so fun. Keep going.
Let's see. What's a good one here? There's a whole pile of them. Trolleys.
Trolleys?
Yeah.
Like not the transportation?
No.
Trolleys. Is it a disease?
No.
What is it?
It's an item of clothing.
Oh, is it like your pants?
It's your underpants.
Your underpants.
Yeah, your trolleys. Trolleys.
Huh. Yeah. How do you distinguish it from
the
bus? That drives around.
Well, it's a context. Time,
do you have trolleys in
England?
I'm
wearing a pair of trolleys right now.
No, but I mean like the transport vehicle.
Trolley buses. They call them trams, I think.
Oh, so you don't have trolleys?
Not particularly, but a trolley, that kind of trolley, a trolley would be a shopping cart in England. Yeah, shopping trolley.
So when you came here and someone said, just take the trolley, you thought, what?
Take your trolleys. What are you talking about?
Take them where?
What are you on about? I've got taking them. A trolley, and then the girl on the bus. There used to be a Greyhound bus that went all the way through Britain, and there would be a girl on that bus, and she would serve sandwiches. She made her own money by making her own sandwiches, and then she would sell them to you on the bus. I remember this really clearly, and we called her a trolley dolly. She's the trolley dolly.
That has been the most British thing I've ever heard.
Right, and it's been extrapolated now to flight attendants who are sort of notoriously a bit snooty,
mm-hmm.
can be a bit snooty,
mm-hmm.
so they think there's something special, so the Brits love to pull that kind of thing down. So now flight attendants, who are very snooty with a nice hair and all the blah blah blah, they're trolley dollies.
Not just to you and your friends, but to everyone.
No, so it's very British thing that. Yeah.
All right, do one more British one.
Really?
Yeah. One more.
Okay, let's see. We've done a few of these before. I don't want to repeat what we've done here. How about a smidgen?
Is it just a small quantity of something?
Exactly. You got it.
My dad uses it.
Does he?
Yeah, in cooking. He'll be like, put a smidgen of that.
Just put a smidgen, yeah.
I think a lot of people use that, yeah. Actually, yeah.
If you want a small amount of pigeon, it's a smidgen of pigeon.
Smidgen of pigeon.
I've never had to say that.
Well, thankfully, you've never had to be reduced to eating pigeons.
Yeah.
That's a game of Slang Bang. It's quite fun. We like it. Nobody wins. Whatever.
You win, the listener.
Because you got to hear it.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter? Now.
Yeah. All right, baby.
This is smooth jazz radio.
That music doesn't suit this segment.
I gotta put it in there.
I know. Okay. 4:20 a.m. A call from the Circle K employee voicing concern for a woman acting strangely in the store led to the arrest of West Covina resident Brittany Alexis Gachevich. She's 26. She was held on 4 warrants, all out of San Bernardino County. Total bail, get this, $450,000. $450,500.
Wait, what did she do wrong again?
She was acting strangely in the Circle K.
Well, she had to have some sort of prior record or something.
Well, yeah, of course, she had 4 warrants out.
Oh, okay.
But they must do a lot of arresting down there at the Circle K. Because every time I've been there late at night, you know, after a gig or whatever, there's always somebody acting in a bizarre way at the counter. So, you know, it's that's kind of the territory down there, I figure. And so I wrote this song. Well, they had a warrant out, and it wasn't small, for 50,000, and she didn't care at all. In the early hours, just before the dawn, she was acting strange in a convenience store. Somebody better tell them, somebody gotta say, it can get weird at night in the Circle K. This ain't your Gelson's in the middle of the day. Gonna get a little weird down there in the Circle K. It didn't take too kindly to the way that she was paying. Maybe hovering around the hot dogs or confectionery. Spent a little too much time at the Slurpee machine. Broke rules of etiquette and store policy. Somebody better tell them, somebody gotta say, gonna get a little weird at night in the Circle K. Cause this ain't your Gelson's in the middle of the day. It's gonna get a little weird at night in the Circle K. It gets a little weird at night under the cold fluorescent light. The Uber drivers and the graveyard shifters, they come in zombified. They never get no sleep, come in a little fried. It gets a little weird, a little weird at night. Somebody gotta tell them, somebody gotta say, it'll get a little weird down there in the Circle K. This ain't your Gelson's in the middle of the day. Gonna get a little weird at night in the Circle K. Yeah!
Yeah! That was great.
Thanks.
That was great. Jason Fetty sings The Police Blotter. He studies the police blotter late at night, the night before, stays up late, gets no sleep, crawls in here, his guitar's dragging on the floor, and then he plays you a song every Tuesday and Friday. And for that, I, for one, am very appreciative. And our listeners mention it to you all the time, how much they love it.
I'm delighted to do it. It's fun.
That is the weirdest block in Laguna, though, isn't it? Circle K, the weird laundromat. What's going on there?
Well, let's put it this way. There's a very large drug rehab center on the other corner.
Exactly. Well done, Jason Fetty. That was great. We'll encore that later on. We've also got Chef Alan Miller in studio for Breakfast on the Beach and a full album Fridays with Sapphire Road coming up. It's Christmas time, isn't it?
Yes, it's certainly. When you play that music, that's it. You could play that in July and it'd be Christmas.
It gives you the feels, the Christmas feels.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Alan Miller is in studio. Good morning, Chef. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Good morning, Tyler. Good morning, Jason.
He doesn't like when I call him Chef, but I think it sounds more efficient. You know?
Yeah.
He prefers
like
Alan.
Doctor.
It just makes you just professionalizes you. Chef Alan Miller brings us breakfast on the beach once a month here on the morning show. And it's not breakfast. It's a feast. It's a feast that is decadent and extravagant, and we thank you every month for doing it.
You're very welcome. Delighted. Thank you for having me.
So without further ado, let's eat it.
All right. So if you just talk amongst yourselves.
So what do you want to start with, Chef?
Maybe we'll start with the chicken satay.
The chicken satay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we dunk this in the sauce, which you've kindly provided for me, in a coconut.
That's the sauce for the satay.
It is a sauce. In
it
the
is?
Coconut, yeah.
All right, so we dunk it.
It's just that mine's not in a coconut. Yours is in a coconut. So tell us about this.
Yeah, it's Malaysian-style chicken satay, and it's marinated with scallions, shallots, and garlic, and ginger, turmeric, and then lemongrass. So I just marinate the chicken, skewer it, and then grill it. And then the peanut sauce is a roasted peanut sauce with coconut milk, little tamari sauce, and lemongrass as well. And what I did, I cut open a coconut and used that as the bowl for the dipping sauce. And it's one of my favorite things to serve at, you know, holiday parties. And
so you do this at holiday parties?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Is it easy for you to make this?
I've made it enough where it is easy. But I think for the novice cook, it might be like, oh, okay, let me look at the ingredients again. What do I do next?
Right.
And so it's, you know, it is a lot of chopping, but once you get that part of it completed, the rest is easy to assemble.
I love the way it's prepared on Jason's plate inside the coconut.
Yeah.
Is that something you created in your
mind? I just thought of it. I think I was going on a catering event and bringing things over, and I realized I had a coconut just for a decoration for the table. And then I went into the client's garage and I used a hammer, cracked it open, and I'm like, there's my bowl. So
I will say, Chef Alan Miller did my personal holiday party at my house. And you're very resourceful. Like you said, you used a hammer at somebody's garage, right? If you don't have what you need,
yeah,
you make it work.
You make somehow. It work. Exactly. Yeah. You find it.
And I'm very impressed by that.
Thank
All right,
you.
What else are we eating?
The next one is the turkey Swedish meatballs.
Yep.
A little twist on a classic, just using caramelized onions, heavy cream, and then turkey instead of the ground beef.
Oh, wow. Pork. That's really good.
And I love both ways. I just think the turkey is a nice, lighter alternative.
So typically a Swedish meatball would be made with what? Just beef?
Beef and usually ground beef and ground pork.
Okay. And this is just turkey?
Just ground turkey, yes.
And you maybe serve this with like those creamy Swedish noodles, or you can do it solo.
Buttered
like
egg noodles. Yeah. But that, you know, with toothpicks, it's a great hors d'oeuvre.
Do you mind if I dunk it in the satay sauce?
I'll give it a try.
I'm doing it. That satay sauce, that looks like it might be a bit of a faff. Might be a bit complicated to make. Do you roast the nuts yourself?
You can. A lot of the Asian markets have the raw nuts, and you can roast them. I bought the roasted ones and just kind of pulverized them in a Cuisinart.
Yeah.
And then added the other ingredients.
Here's a good question for a private chef. Where do you shop typically?
For all my Asian products, I go to the 99 Ranch in Irvine.
Okay.
All my seafood, I get at Santa Monica Seafood. And for meats, I'll go to Bristol Farms or Gelson's.
So you shop at three different places.
And then I go to a produce market in Costa Mesa called Growers Ranch. That's my favorite.
So you spend most of your week shopping for food.
Approximately.
It's a lot of driving around, isn't it?
And for myself, too. So when
I've heard that Growers Ranch is very good. Gelson's, all those stores are so expensive, though, Chef. You ever been to those? There's a couple of Persian supermarkets around. There's one.
I've heard of them. I had a friend that goes to one in, I think it's in Aliso Viejo.
There's one in Mission Viejo.
Mission Viejo, I'm sorry.
Smaller one. Then there's a large one in Irvine and a new one in Laguna Niguel.
I've seen the commercials. I definitely would like to check that out.
Well, I know I only know this because we eat a lot of Mediterranean food. Mm-hmm. The North African, though, rather than the
right.
Sort of Italians, a lot of pasta there and stuff. So we were eating a lot of marinated chicken and shakshuka and labneh and all of these kind of hummus and whatnot, you know, they've got the real deal there because they're catering to people who are from those countries, you know.
Absolutely.
And they're a little bit, they're cheaper for sure, certainly for produce, but it's not the perfect produce that you would find at Gelson's, you know, in the little box.
Right.
You know, perfect, all the same size and blah, blah. This has got, you know, a few spots on the apples. And
especially if you're looking for, you know, unique ingredients you can't find at the other grocery stores. Gelson's and Bristol Farms will always have it.
Right.
And it'll be the oddest thing that you're like,
and if you can't find it at the Dana Point Gelson's, just head a mile down the road to the new Laguna Gelson's.
That's right.
That's right.
And you'll be surrounded by Gelson's.
Yeah.
Chef Alan Miller's in studio. He does breakfast on the beach for us Friday once a month. And I hope you enjoy listening to us chew because that's pretty much what the segment is. What's the final thing we're tasting?
Well, the final one is a beef negamaki. That's basically like a flank steak. I, you know, kind of pound out thin, roll with a scallion, and roll in black sesame seeds, sear, roast, and slice.
Oh, my God.
And that's a ginger soy dipping sauce with it.
Wait, where's the ginger soy dipping sauce? I didn't get that.
Oh, it's on the beef.
It's on it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Mm. I'm not ready to talk about I'm still.
Okay. Well, this is like, it's quite a chewy beef thing. It's got a scallion in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got what's it? What's the
sesame seeds?
Black sesame seeds.
Black sesame. Yeah,
that's great. Yeah. So it's kind of a Very you kind of did a aside from the Swedish meatballs, like an Asian Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I guess you don't mind taking traditional foods and kind of changing their ethnicity or their whatever.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
For the sake of a holiday. So this is something you typically do at a Christmas party or something like that?
More of my holiday parties.
Yeah, exactly. you do kind of comfort orders. Food at these sorts of things, right? Mm-hmm. But it has a cool spice or twist to it.
Right.
Which
right.
I think is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Delicious.
Great thing that, to mix foods from different cultures together, because it's not true that Japanese food wouldn't go with, let's say, Swedish food. I mean, I don't know.
Well, especially for an event, you have past hors d'oeuvres, and I think the clients like to pick things that are different and unique that they don't get every day. And it's just something that, you know, all of their guests can enjoy, the different, you know, with the beef and the turkey and, say, like a mozzarella cherry tomato skewer with pesto. I mean, it's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hit all bases.
Well, it's such a treat for us. Chef Alan Miller, again, he does breakfast on the beach Friday once a month. What's your website again?
ChefAlanMiller.com.
Great. And I know you're out of town for Christmas, right?
Yes, I'm working on the private rail cars.
California private rail cars. Very cool. But he is available and affordable and an excellent chef. And I'm sure your home would be lucky to have him.
Yeah, that's important, actually. I think people think, oh, my God, to get in a private chef and blah, 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 it's so expensive. You know, obviously, we're not going to say the price on the air. Mm-hmm. But it really is affordable, especially for a special occasion.
Oh, you can have, I can drop food off and or do a full service event.
Yeah.
So there are ways to, you know, cut costs.
To keep the cost down. But,
exactly.
You know, but it should be for a special event. This is not, you know, you can't expect to do this at $10 a head. On the other hand, so great, man. I am eating the satay sauce off a fork. Delicious.
Chef Miller, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you,
Merry
sir.
Merry Christmas to you.
Sapphire Road is going to be in studio very soon. We're doing a Full Album Fridays with all of their tracks coming up.
Full Album Fridays on KX93.5.
All right, just after 9 a.m. on a Friday here on KX93.5, that's where we bring you Full Album Fridays. It allows us to journey through an entire record from an artist's perspective. We always have an artist tell us track by track what each one means, why it's sequenced where it is, and basically give us the full rundown of their album. As far as we know, no other radio station in the world does this, and we're pretty proud of Full Album Friday. So today, we welcome Sapphire Road to the show. Olivia and Cameron from the band are in studio. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Good morning, Tyler.
Nice to have you. Yeah, Olivia, you're a veteran of our radio station. Of course, Christmas time, you got a Santa hat on, so thank you. Yeah, appreciate
thought
that.
Thought I'd stay festive.
We love having you in. We love your local music, and people have seen you play around town and heard your stuff, but this is the first time we're going to do a full dedicated 30 or 40 minutes to Sapphire Road and the new record called On the Run, which comes out sort of today on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, sort of today. You guys can go to SoundCloud on our Sapphire Road music profile. Listen to all the tunes. We have a single out, Runaway Child. That'll be available on iTunes either today or tomorrow, so just kind of stand by for that. But yeah, hit up our SoundCloud. We hope you guys like the music. That's going to be there for you to enjoy. And yeah.
And then when the album release show, you said, is on January 15th, where's that at?
Yeah, we're going to have an album release at OC Tavern, San Clemente, California. And that's just going to be celebrating. We'll have hard copies of the album. And hopefully we'll be premiering our new music video, Runaway Child.
Cool. So that's the single. That's the music video. It's also the first track that we're going to go to. So before we play it, tell us what it's about and why it became the single on the record.
The song is about a few years ago, I was with some friends came into town. Her name's Candace O'Donnell. She's a professional surfer from England, actually. And they were spending some time in Newport Beach. And we were hanging out at Blackie's surfing. And she was telling me about this experience she had the night before. She was at this club. There was like a really pretty girl, but it looks like she kind of gotten mixed up with the wrong crowd, you know, and there was like another guy, and he maybe like a pimp type thing, but it just was a bad situation, and it just kind of gave me the inspiration for a runaway child, like, you know, this sweet girl, how she's trying to get away from, you know, her home life, or just trying to try something new. And she just gets roped into the wrong crowd, and everything that she kind of imagined, you know, is the complete opposite.
Did you expect this one to be the single after you wrote it?
Not really. I kind of was sitting on the song for a couple of years, and got back in the studio, and it's a great song. I said, you know, I want to record this. I want to share it with the world.
Great. Here it is, Runaway Child, the first track, On the Run from Sapphire Road, out now.
Fridays on KX93.5.
Yeah, that's the show, 9 a.m. on Friday, where we journey through an entire record from a new artist, learn about what it means to them and what each track is. That was Runaway Child from Sapphire Road. The new album, On the Run, is out, and Olivia and Cameron from the band are in studio. So the video you're shooting for that actually features a bit of a skateboarding celebrity, right?
Yeah, it does. She's not actually skateboarding in the video. It's kind of more of a dramatic thing. But her name is Nora Vasconcelos. She is hands down probably one of the best skateboarders out there right now. She's participated.
Female skateboarders or all around
female skateboarders? Female skateboarders, but, you know, she's a personal hero of mine. She's a great girl, originally from the East Coast, I think like Massachusetts area. But, yeah, she's participated in X Games.
Cool.
And she won the Vans Combi Bowl Classic in 2013, which is a really high honor. And, yeah, she rips. Check her out. And
right.
I'm just happy to be friends with her and kind of let people see the other side of her, like this dramatic side where she's going to act. And she was the cover girl for our single. And it's a really dramatic photo. You know, her sitting on the stoop with a suitcase. You know, she had just run away, quote unquote. And yeah, it's awesome. So she's a perfect fit and super stoked to have her on board.
Well, I think it's cool that you kind of cross those cultures because, I mean, you're a skater chick through and through. You're a surfer girl.
Yep.
And, you know, you live that life and breathe the ocean. And you make kind of emotional, heartfelt music that doesn't really fit if someone met you on the street. We've talked about that before. So now you're having other people in the industry also show their dramatic side. And I think it's good to kind of cross those boundaries in that way.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just something different. And, you know, just kind of hitting all aspects of individuality.
Yeah, very cool. That's Olivia from Sapphire Road. And we're talking about the new record On the Run. We move on to In Flight as the second track. Tell us about that one.
In Flight is, you'll hear it. It's got a really kind of surfadelic groove to it. Yeah, it's just kind of about, you know, having a good time and just going places. And it's got that catchy hook in the beginning. It's got a little bit of a Tame Impala vibe.
Cool.
With some synthesizers. We worked with a producer. He's the drummer of another local band called The Gromble. His name is Stefan Makarich, and he kind of helped us out find the sound that we were looking for. But, you know, In Flight is just, it's just a fun, free-spirited song.
Yeah.
That, again, is In Flight from Sapphire Road. We're playing all the tracks on the new record, On the Run. Olivia and Cameron from the group are in studio. That's another one Olivia wrote, In Flight, the second track on the album. This is Full Album Fridays, every Friday on KX93.5. And Olivia, since we have Cameron in studio, why don't you tell us about your new bass player that is seemingly very accomplished?
Cameron Dulcimer.
How's it going?
This guy's a piece of work. He's our bass player, but I was just talking to Tyler about it. He's not even a bass player by trade. He's a drummer.
Yeah, started off on drums and then kind of branched out from there, playing guitar and bass.
And this guy, he's a gymnast too, and I'm not talking like he's doing cartwheels. This guy is parkour, you know, to the extremes.
Yeah, the gymnastics coach during the day and musician by night.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I coached at St. Clement Gymnastics.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Again, I would not have pictured that seeing you. And I'm sure you get that a lot, too.
Yeah, I don't really look like it, but yeah.
Well, you're not wearing a leotard, first of all.
Yeah.
So you do parkour like you see videos of, people jumping from thing to thing and rooftop to rooftop?
Yeah, and I teach kids that.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of young kids coming in asking how to do flips and stuff. Yeah, that's what I do.
So some of those videos where we see people climbing like the tallest tower and going to stand on the very edge of it and like taking a GoPro, do you do any of that?
Not really. I think there's a thin line between, you know, maybe parkour and just stupid. But
I agree with that completely.
not to say that's stupid, but very fearless, I would say. But
yeah. But it's definitely stupid. Yeah. So, well, cool, man. That's a quite a multi thing you got going on. A lot of different skill sets you have. That's really awesome. So we're talking about the record On the Run from Sapphire Road. We played two tracks. Let's move on to Ride On. I imagine is that just as it sounds? Ride On?
Yeah, Ride On. Another kind of emotional song. It's just about, you know, a few years ago. Just someone in your life that just rides on, you know, they just ride on out of your life. And, you know, there's no way of controlling that, but, it's a beautiful song and I had a great time writing it and, everything that comes with it. It's good memories.
Great. Ride On from Sapphire Road now on KX93.5. Again, a unique segment we do every week here on KX93.5 called Full Album Fridays. We give you the chance to hear an album in full, not just a single or a handpicked song from it, but actually an entire record front to back, and have the artist tell us all about that record and what each song means. That was Right On from Sapphire Road. And we just heard from Mike, Olivia, your guitarist in the band, who's outside of New York, giving people flyers or something. He went to the East Coast just to promote your band, I guess.
yeah, we can go with that one. That sounds good.
Well, it's a good time to mention there's a lot of people who make up your band. Do you want to mention the other members and then talk about how you collaborated on this next song, Game Over?
Sure. Yeah, there's, of course, Cameron and I. And then we have Mike Kenny on the guitar. And we have Chris Daly on the drums. Both of them can't be with us today, but they're tuning in on the app. And, that's Sapphire Road, the four of us. This next song we're about to hear is called Game Over. And a person in the band kind of had a wild girlfriend. And this song's kind of about that.
Are you like their matriarch? Do you give them, like, girl advice and, like, take care of them? Or are you just, like, one of the guys as well?
At times I can be really,
I would say,
like,
one of the guys.
Probably one of the guys, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I can be a little nutsoid at times.
Let's hear Game Over then from Sapphire Road, the collaborative tune on the record On the Run, which you can find on SoundCloud today.
I feel alone.
Full Album Fridays on KX93.5.
Yeah, that was Game Over from Sapphire Road. The record On the Run is out today on SoundCloud. And again, Olivia, when can people get the full thing, like, in their hands?
On January 15th, Sapphire Road, we're going to be playing a album release show in San Clemente at the OC Tavern. And that's going to be January 15th. We'll have hard albums for people to purchase then. And a couple weeks, we'll probably get it loaded up on iTunes so cool. People can get that digital.
And people should watch out for the single Runaway Child. It's on iTunes, and you can see the video soon, right?
Yeah, it'll be on iTunes probably tomorrow.
Okay.
For purchase. And we're actually starting the shooting process for Runaway Child, the music video, starting tomorrow.
Great.
With director Jaime Martinez and assistant director Sean Dunlap. I have my friend Matt Taylor. He's in the studio with us right now. He's a local here in Laguna Beach. He's going to be the mysterious man in it, the pimp, I guess you want to say.
Ah, excellent.
But, yeah, so we got a lot of exciting things coming up. We got a management deal that we're hopefully going to be working in the next month or two and just trying to reach out to radio and try to spread our music to the masses.
Well, like we just said, you know, we knew you win kind of thing, and we appreciate you shouting us out and keeping us in your mind as you continue onward. And we love exposing new bands, being the first radio station to do that. So thanks for giving us that opportunity, as always.
And thank you for exposing us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's move on to the last track then from the new record, On the Run from Sapphire Road. It's called Spellbinder. Tell us the story again of how you wrote this.
Spellbinder it's inspired by a supermodel. seriously. A couple years ago, I went up to West Hollywood with some friends for an art show, A-list celebrities. Afterwards, my friend said, hey, you want to go to this party in Hollywood Hills? So I went, and my friend, she's a supermodel. I don't know if I could say her name.
If you want.
Yeah, her name's Renata Sear. She goes as Newt. She's a rad chick, but she's just really sexy and sultry. And at this party, I just kind of watching her move. You know, it was like a smoky room, and I just saw her and her eyes locked, and it was just a really groovy thing, and it just sparked inspiration. And this whole song is about that one night in West Hollywood Hills at this outrageous party, and it seemed like the only one that mattered in the world was this one girl, and she's still a good friend of mine. And if you're listening... But yeah, that's pretty much the song. It's very sultry, sexy, very kind of dark and mystical. I could definitely see it on like an American Horror Story type
cool.
type show. So enjoy.
Spellbinder from Sapphire Road.
Still, you're beyond your spell.
That's Spellbinder from Sapphire Road, from the new record, the last track on the new record, On the Run. It's out on SoundCloud. The physical copies will be out January 15th. Again, we've had Olivia and Cameron from the band in studio telling us about the whole thing on Full Album Fridays. Thank you both very, very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
We had a great time.
And please keep us in the loop. And when you blow up, remember us when, okay?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's Sapphire Road. Again, go to SoundCloud to hear all the tracks today. And grab the record on January 15th. We'll be back next week with another Full Album Fridays here on KX93.5. KX93.